Olivier, Olivier, this doesn't work.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start in a minute. For those people who are still queuing to get some food, please, that's fine. Go and serve yourself. But others, please, could you take your seats? And then we will be able to start. We are quorate, so we are able to start the ELAC wrap-up. Okay, let's start the recording, please. Good afternoon, everybody, and it's just about afternoon. Welcome to the ALAC and Regional Leadership Wrap-Up Meeting, which is going to pretty much deal with the actions of the day, the action items for the week first, and then afterwards we will have two statements, actually one full report and a statement. A declaration, should we call it, and a statement to ratify. We have quorum, and could I please ask that we start first with the review of the action items for the week. Now, these should not be new to you, because just an hour ago, this is really interesting. Do we need a roll call, actually, to start this? We probably do need a roll call, because we're going to be... We need, yes, so apologies for that. It doesn't say this in the agenda. So let's start a roll call, please, and we will start starting from Eduardo Diaz at the far end of the table. Eduardo.
Eduardo Diaz.
Sorry, it's that stupid microphone system again. So, go ahead.
I'm not sure what do I supposed to say. This is Eduardo.
You've just said it, so thank you.
Sandra Hofrichter, Uralo.
Philip Johnson from Afralo.
Leon Sanchez, Lacralo.
David Antilaxing, ELAC member, Lacralo.
Jean-Jacques Subrenard, Uralo.
Algi Mite, Fenaral.
Rafet Fatani, ELAC.
Tijani Benjema, ELAC Vice Chair.
Alberto Soto, Lacralo.
Fatima Cambronero, ELAC member by Lacralo.
Evan Leibovich, ELAC Vice Chair, Norello.
Cheryl Langdon Orr, AP, Rallo.
Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, ELAC Chair.
Heidi Ulrich, ICANN staff.
Ariel Leon, ICANN staff.
Sylvia Vivanco, ICANN staff.
Gunnela Esbrink, AP Rallo.
Holly Raish, ALAC.
Maureen Hilliard, AP Rallo and ALAC.
Narine Khachatryan, AP Rallo.
Siranush Vardanyan, AP Rallo.
Ali El Mishal, AP Rallo.
Satish Babu, AP Rallo.
Julie Hammer, ESSAC Liaison.
Veronica Cretu, Uralo.
Julia Morenes, Uralo Secretariat.
Wolf Ludwig, Uralo.
Please introduce yourself.
Hafed Yamadi from Tunisia, Society, Civil Society.
Оксана Приходько, Ukraine, Uralo.
Leana Galustyan, Internet Society of Armenia, AP Rallo.
Grigory Sagyan, Internet Society of Armenia, AP Rallo.
Nancy G, AP Rallo.
Naren Bihari, ISOC Trinidad Tobago.
Natalie Rose, Fellowship Jamaica.
Carlton Samuels, the University of the West Indies, Jamaica.
Sonny Liu, Net Mission from Hong Kong.
Zara Mohammed, Somali ISOC, Afralo.
Annette Mühlberg, Uralo.
Didier Cassolet, ISOC DRC, Afralo.
Takaki Higuchi, AP Rallo.
Biran Gillen, Afralo, ELAC, Gambia,
Zahra, Saudi Arabia, King Saud University.
Ellen Strickland, Internet NZ, AP Rallo.
Bogdan Manole, APTI Romania, Uralo.
Jangir Hussein from AP Rallo, ISOC Bangladesh.
Edmund Chung, ISOC Hong Kong, AP Rallo.
Okay. Monal Ashar, Francophonie Numérique.
Garth Graham, Norello.
Alan Skius, Norello.
Thank you very much. And Baron has already introduced herself, so we now can proceed with the Atlas 2 action items. No, Baron has already introduced herself, so there's no point of order, is there?
No.
No, okay. So the point of order was not out of order, exactly. So, Atlas 2 action items. Monday, the 23rd of June, 2014, we had a meeting, the ALAC and regional leadership and had a working session. Two action items there. At-large staff to follow up with ESSAC staff on the possibility of preparing a beginner's guide on the domain name security. So that's one. And the next one was ESSAC to be given more than 30 minutes at the next ICANN meeting. It was a very good meeting with the ESSAC, and I really have to thank Patrick Feldstrom come down every time very, very regularly for an extensive discussion with our community, and especially since on Wednesday morning he was also with us. Tuesday morning. Well, one of the mornings, early mornings, he was with us, and we had some great discussions. And of course, Julie Hammer, you have your card up. You have the floor, Julie.
I'd just like to add to Julie Hammer for the transcript, that Patrick and the ESSAC very much appreciate the relationship with ALAC and the time and interest and feedback and input that ALAC gives. And I've noticed this week in quite a number of forums that where you haven't been able to be present, that Patrick has mentioned the ALAC specifically and what a good relationship is and how much he values that.
Thank you very much, Julie. And of course, a stable and robust DNS is something that is good for all internet users out there. So we look forward to having further interaction with Patrick and, of course, to work with the ESSAC with regards to these beginner's guides. Next, the discussion with the communications team during that session. Staff is to ensure that Chris Gift has all the previous at-large community survey work on the at-large website needs. And I would like to actually have a round of acclamation, let's say, for the fact that we're going to get a new website after so many years. The funding is ready and so on, so it's just down to Chris and his team. So we're going to be asking for more input, of course, and as things move, the last round of questions and input from the at-large community dated from a couple of years ago, actually. And since then, there has been an upsurge in all of the social media. In fact, we've had an avalanche of tweets come out from this corner of the room. Ariel, what have you done to the Twitter world? So, yes, it's one tweet after another, and you might notice that lots of pictures, lots of, it's really great, and it's great for people around the world to be able to see how dynamic this whole meeting was. Now, next, we have Tuesday, the 24th of June. We had a Naralo General Assembly, and we're not going to go through the... Oh, sorry, Sandra. I'm sorry, I didn't see your card. Sandra Hoferichter.
No, you can proceed. It's Sandra speaking. I have just something to add for Tuesday, but please proceed.
That's for Tuesday. If you could add it to the list, then that will be fine. I mean, we're not going to go through all of the action items. We're only going to go through the ALAC action items and the regional leadership action items. All of the RALO action items and so on will be punted to the RALO follow-ups. The Academy issue was the working group, so that will be an ALAC work part two, I think, if I remember correctly. We'll be doing this in a moment. So, in fact, there was a Neuralo General Assembly, there was a Uralo General Assembly, and then ALAC work part one, hot topic number two.
Part two. This is what she was talking about. Take the caffeine away.
Okay. Holly Reich, Alan Greenberg, and Chester Soong, and the Atlas TG4 to draft an ALAC statement on the enhancing ICANN accountability public comment. I think we might have not had much bandwidth for this, bearing in mind there were so many other things to deal with. However, as we know, enhancing ICANN accountability is one of the themes of our thematic working groups, and we have some recommendations that we will be touching on in a moment on our statement. But there's also a process that is starting now with the accountability of ICANN, and I look forward to seeing many of you on the at-large working groups, but also on the overall working group, which will be a cross-community working group, I understand, and which will not have any limit as to the number of observers that are allowed. Of course, that really depends on the draft currently being worked on, but we have several people around the room who are involved in the draft. Now, next, the at-large staff is to work with the global stakeholder engagement staff to ensure collaboration and information exchange on at-large and global stakeholder engagement activities. The global stakeholder engagement team and with web admin staff, I like the use of "and" as a word, as a verb. And with GSE staff to ensure collaboration and information exchange on at-large and what am I doing here? The GSE team and with the web admin staff to look into page seems to have a redirect loop and can't resolve. That sentence does not resolve itself either, but it will make sense once the page is fixed. At large, to make a request to relevant GSE staff that the next-gen program should be expanded to other regions. And yes, it was really great to see the next gen to come over to our at-large Atlas Fair. It was nice to see that we will be able to now take a holiday vacation and they will take over for the next 10 years. Ask that the Speakers Bureau list of potential speakers be expanded to include a database of well-known and vetted community experts that would be able to address communities in their local language or local cultures or by topic, rather than having it restricted currently to only staff and board speakers. And I'm glad I actually took a full breath before saying that sentence. But this is something particularly important since the Speakers Bureau so far is a little bit unclear as to who is able to be funded to go and speak to local communities. ELAC work part two. I will ask Sandra to perhaps touch on the point she wanted to add that she mentioned earlier by putting her card up. Sandra?
Sandra Hofrichter speaking. I just Skyped with Heidi, and I think it's the wrong place to put it here. It's an action item from the Academy Working Group, so this is probably not the right place here, right?
The Academy Working Group, yes, was, I think, had a small part during the ALAC working groups to report on things. Now, was it an action item during that part, or was it an action item in the hour beforehand?
Sandra speaking, it was an action item during the hour beforehand, and it came up when we met informally later with Chris Gift, as it was announced in the working group.
Thank you, Sandra. So there's here it says, proposal to make the Academy Working Group, motion passed, no opposition. And then we had, after that, ALAC reps in the room at the time of the consensus call. So it was a consensus call that we had with regards to the Academy Working Group. Now, the At-Large Capacity Building Working Group had a meeting here as well, and there are several action items. Of course, that's directly related to the working group side of things, so it's not an ALAC thing that we need to do. And then incorporation of Atlas II thematic working groups into existing at-large working groups. That's the bottom one. That was important. Staff to send a reminder to the Atlas II thematic groups to join existing at-large working groups. Atlas II participants to have discussion with the 2014 NOMCOM leadership. Next to me. And for large standing groups, based on the results of their analysis, message personalization needed for better results. So that's all on the way. The Wednesday, we had several general assemblies. We have already noted earlier that AP Rallo general meeting will be changed to AP Rallo general assemblies. And so we have the three general assembly action items that are here. And that's all of the ALAC action items, or Atlas II action items, should I say, for the week. So we can move swiftly on as we reach the half hour to the next part of our call. And it's not a call, but it feels like one in my head at the moment. And that's the ALAC action. And that will be the ratification of two things. Now, Dave, you have your card up. You have the floor.
Thank you. Going back to the action items, I think we missed one. On the yesterday's session for the thematic reporting and wrap-up, there was an action item that was supposed to be captured regarding a comment submitted to thematic group 5 regarding involving end-user communities in city TLD applications. So we have to include that.
Right. Thank you very much, Dave. Whoever invented this was particularly evil. So it's Olivier speaking. So, yes, the city TLD. So Tom Leuvenhaupt raised yesterday a matter with the thematic group 5 with regards to city TLDs, to the drafting of some kind of recommendation that city TLDs should be liaising with their local population and have some kind of multi-stakeholder governance. And this is something, it was suggested that it was not part of the thematic working groups, but this could be something to add to the list of points that the at-large community will consider making in the next round of new GTLD applications. I'm not quite sure how that will be recorded by staff. If you could make note of this, and perhaps we should create a page that starts listing the points that we would like to make so that when ICANN asks for a review of the first round, we will have already something that is well populated with input. Good point. Thank you very much for remembering this, Dave. So now I ask that we go to the next point, which is the ratification on the statement regarding Net Mondial. And so if Ariel could perform the magic Net Mondial statement. Here we go. This morning, I believe you were all here, but we're going to have, I guess, to reread that statement to the record. We presented this over to the Atlas participants, and it was passed with a couple of changes, small changes, and I'll hand you the floor to, well, I hand the floor over to Evan Nibovich, who will be able to take us through this statement, reading through the you're going to have to read it from start to end, because I'm not sure, we don't have a proof that all of the ALAC members were in the room at the time. Over to you, Evan.
This is Evan. You're really going to make me read this again.
Yep.
Yes, it will be slowly. Before reading the revised version, this is the second draft that is on the screen. I just want to call attention to the three changes that were made. One of them is a small correction. I think it was Ganella that mentioned it. To change the word insure to ensure later on, so you'll see further down, but it's just a small typographical issue. Let's see, what else? Leon had mentioned that the release of the Marco Civil just happened to coincide with Net Mondial, but Net Mondial really had nothing to do with the Marco Civil itself. While the document was itself a very significant piece of work, the release of it at Net Mondial was a matter of timing and perhaps political expediency for the opening speeches rather than anything to do for the session itself. So at the suggestion of Leon, I absolutely agree, and so you can see there that bullet point has been scratched out. The third change has to do with the comment that was made by Alejandro Pisanti earlier when the original draft was mentioned. If you could please scroll down to the paragraph in red. So essentially what happened was I spoke to Alejandro. I bounced a draft paragraph off of the executive committee, and I also showed it to Alejandro, so he is okay with it. So as soon as it's scrolled down, I'd just like you to see the new paragraph in red before I read the entire thing.
So I've just asked Ariel to actually be able to beam it onto the other screen as well, because we have some remote participants, and I think it's only fair to show them the differences rather than having this. It's Olivier speaking. I'm getting more and more concerned about the people that are out there, and be very inclusive. We're the privileged few here. it would be good to show some best practice and make sure we take care of those remote participants. So if you bear with us for a few seconds.
This is Evan speaking. It was actually very nice to see during the accountability session that was held upstairs earlier that ICANN is now starting to implement some of the same remote hub concepts that Net Mundial put forward. So I was very, very happy to see that. Okay, so if you could scroll down, there's a paragraph in red just near the end. So what I was going to do is read the additional paragraph and then read the entire thing as it's modified. So
keep scrolling.
The one in red. There we go. So essentially the comments that were made was that we should pay a little bit more attention to the fact that, yes, we can say all sorts of positive things about this document. We need, though, to stress the fact that things are incomplete, that there's more work to be done. There's one other comment that was made that the statement itself was perhaps a little bit too positive. Anybody that knows me knows I do not make positive statements very easily. So you'll appreciate the fact that this took a bit of thinking, and it's not too often I'm as happy with things as I am with this. So I hope you'll indulge me. So if you scroll to the top, I will read the entire statement for the record. Actually, I can read it off my own copy here. Okay. The ICANN at large community applauds the numerous significant achievements of the Net Mundial conference in Sao Paulo. The event was a milestone in internet governance that will be known for a number of accomplishments, including an innovative approach to multi-stakeholder engagement, creative use of technology to give remote hubs equal voice to those attending in person, open and frank commentary from governments, business, civil society, academia, and the technical community. That these achievements were accomplished within a relatively short time frame, from the conference's announcement to its staging to its delivery of a statement, makes the Net Mundial achievement even more remarkable. The Net Mundial statement, a groundbreaking consensus document, includes much that aligns with the at-large values and objectives. The statement defines progressive rights and governance principles and calls for openness, stability, privacy, standards, and diversity, while stopping short of the fullest possible set of rights that at-large would have preferred in matters such as surveillance and the freedom to Sorry. I apologize to the interpreters.
They're acknowledging and smiling now that you're a bit slower.
Thank you. And now I have to find my place again. Right. While stopping short of the fullest set of with the fullest possible set of rights that at large would have preferred in matters such as surveillance and the freedom to innovate, we acknowledge that in a successful consensus process, no single stakeholder will achieve all aims. We thank the leaders within our community who work to assure explicit reference to the needs of end users and to ensure that our issues were largely addressed. We also thank the organizers and creators of the event, including Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff, ICANN President Fadi Shahadi, his counterparts at the Internet Society, and other members of the OneNet collaboration. And we especially wish to express our appreciation to the participation of CGI.br, itself a multi-stakeholder example that we encourage to be duplicated in other countries. The At-Large Advisory Committee is committed to ongoing vigilance in fulfilling the promise of Net Mundial. We will push for stronger commitments to user rights, addressing issues that were either insufficiently addressed or missing from the final statement. The At-Large community encourages ICANN to learn from the experience of this extraordinary event. We support the progress of OneNet, and we welcome the challenge of moving forward what Net Mundial started.
Thank you very much, Evan. Rafatani.
Rafatani for the transcript record. ICANN CEO and President Fadi Shahadi. In addition, and President.
It was, Cheryl, for the record, it was an edit. The way it was read was CEO and President. The way it is written is just CEO. It is appropriate for it to be CEO and President after, before Fadi Shahadi's name.
Any comment about this? Anyone against this change? No, I see approval, so there's consensus on this. Thank you very much for this friendly amendment, Raf. Dave and Auntie Lixing.
Thanks, Dave and Auntie Lixing speaking. I noticed that, in the statement, it refers to the ICANN at large community supports this, applauds this, but then it's the ALAC that is going to be vigilant. So is it that, is this okay, or should it be the ELAC throughout the statement?
Thank you very much, Dave. Evan Libovich?
Thanks, Dave. The wording of this, I intended explicitly. The statement itself arose out of the first plenary of the summit, not of an ALAC meeting. And so as a result, the intention was to state that this was a commentary of the entire at-large community. However, as an action item, it is the ALAC that is charged with the vigilance. So in other words, the community is expressing all these things and is now charging the ALAC to do the vigilance, to do the maintenance, and to watch over that Net Mondial is being carried forward and that we're making the necessary statements or actions or whatever going forward to keep it going. So that was the intention, that this was a statement of the at-large community and that it was charging ALAC to do this particular action. Thank you.
Again, Dave?
Thank you. This is Dave Anand. However, I knew that many in civil society were not happy with some of the outcomes. So is it true to really say that the at-large community applauds the numerous significant achievements in the opening line? It's that. Because some civil society organizations weren't happy with the outcomes and that it didn't go far enough. So is it really true to say that the at-large community applauds the...
Jean-Jacques, we're going to go back to the queue because otherwise it's all over the place. Jean-Jacques Subrenat.
Thank you. Just a small remark on the part which is marked in red. This is Jean-Jacques. The part in red, second sentence. We will push for stronger commitment. I think that... it's even stronger if you put it in the singular, to not user rights, because we want to ensure cogency between various parts of the declaration of today. And in the one I've been working on, which used to be called executive summary, I was asked by members of the community to carefully take note that it's not digital rights. When necessary, don't be content with user rights, but the rights of internet users. Because user rights, in some limited instances, means the people who are entitled to, for instance, use a certain system or software or something.
Thank you very much, Jean-Jacques. Any comment on this friendly amendment?
This is Evan. I'm perfectly acceptable with that and have made the modification. Dave, in terms of what you said, this isn't a civil society statement. This is an at-large statement. Civil society has made its comments known very well. This isn't meant to be a duplication of it. And the sense that I had from the at-large community that, yes, there are things that need to be addressed, but by and large, we do recognize that this is a very positive milestone. And like I say, my intent here was deliberately to be positive and encouraging.
Thank you, Evan. Next is Leon Sanchez, and then we've got Sandra Hoferichter. So, Leon.
Thanks, Olivia. This is Leon Sanchez.
just what Evan said is what I wanted to say. I mean, the fact that some sectors of civil society are not completely pleased by the outcome of Net Mundial doesn't mean that they don't applaud the effort that's been done by Net Mundial. So I guess that's...
Yes, thank you. I'm feeling like deja vu, actually. I think we had a discussion just a few moments ago. Cheryl, were you... Because
I was... Up. Well, no, I didn't step out. I was just going to suggest that as new eyes... Oh, Cheryl Langdon, for the record. New eyes on this document, I think the paragraph in red could take a tiny bit more work because the rest of it, as you pointed out, does say at large. So why not start off your sentence with Atlas or at large now charges the at-large advisory committee, ALAC, and in brackets, right, and actually just give it the affirmative. As we are committed, right, it's still at large, it's owning it. So as we are committed, continue on. And then at the beginning of the second sentence, sorry. Yep. Oh, yeah, never follow me for grammar. Okay. So it now reads, the at-large community charges the at-large advisory committee, ALAC, to, and now you need another word in there, undertake whatever, perform works for me, ongoing vigilance in who is fulfilling the promise of Net Mundial. It's not, the sentence is not making sense. I wasn't sure that you weren't asking to get ALAC to fulfil the promises of Net Mundial with that sentence. I don't think that's what you mean.
Ongoing vigilance for all stakeholders to fulfil the promise of Net Mundial.
Sorry, this is Evan. I've changed the wording to say ongoing vigilance towards. In other words, we have a participatory role, but we're not doing it all ourselves.
Yeah.
In other words, we're contributing towards this, and we intend to do that. We're not doing alone. I don't want to make this too unwieldy, but I'm trying to get across what you want, and also remembering Alejandro's original point.
Sure. And then finally, I just ask, why do you need to say we will push? Why not simply take the we and wool away, remove the stop after Net Mundial, and just continue the sentence, you know?
Only for the sake of not having one paragraph be one sentence.
In which case, Cheryl, again, I think you should now you've got it in the affirmative, you need to say who will. So just read that through and see if it makes... that's still a little clumsy on the last sentence. That's all right.
Thank you, Cheryl. We still have Sandra Hofrichter, but I was going to address directly this point. I have another friendly amendment. The at-large community at the Atlas 2 charges the at-large advisory committee to perform XYZ.
Yep.
And for ongoing vigilance towards the promise of Net Mundial being fulfilled, or I would say towards the promises of Net Mundial being fulfilled.
Much better. Much better. That works better.
That opens it up. We are in a time, we're running out of time. Oh, we got 30 minutes. Okay, perfect. Thank you to the interpreters for this extra 30 minutes. Great. So, Sandra Hofrichter, and then we have Fouad Bajois over there. If we could get a microphone over to him, that would be helpful. Sandra, you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. It's Sandra Hofrichter speaking. Under the light how the red paragraph is now changed, I would actually propose to take out the next paragraph, the at-large community encourages ICANN to learn. I mean, the at-large community is ICANN. So we can take that out because this is written in a more passive manner. We are the ICANN, so we cannot encourage anyone to learn. We should learn from it. And under this point, we all agree that ICANN is the most advanced multi-stakeholder model. So we can actually say something like, and I think this is more or less covered with the red paragraph, that we are in the position to take that further, and we will do our best from our community part of to bring that model further and to fight for it. But I think it's more or less covered with the red paragraph, the way it's changed. But I would totally delete the following paragraph, because we're not encouraging ICANN. We are ICANN.
Thank you, Sandra. It's Olivier speaking. I'd be a bit careful about boasting to be the most advanced. Did you use most advanced multi-stakeholder model? It's, well, I will have to remain neutral on this, of course. That's not something I can say anything about. Evan?
Okay. Sandra, I'm going to have to disagree with you. I wouldn't consider that a friendly amendment for two reasons. Number one, you say that at-large is ICANN. If at-large was ICANN, the GTLD expansion would look very different than it does. So I'm sorry. So I'm going to have to disagree on that point. We contribute to ICANN, but ICANN is not at-large. It's at-large and many other things. When I say that we encourage ICANN to learn from the experiences of this, there is new models in NetMundial that might be applicable to help improve the multi-stakeholder model of ICANN. They're not the same. They're different approaches to the same thing. There's things that can be learned. There's already things such as the remote hubs that ICANN has already been learning from NetMundial. So I'm going to suggest keeping that statement in because it has a specific purpose. ICANN, as the organization, I believe, has things to learn from NetMundial, or to at least to be studying it, because it is a different approach to multi-stakeholderism. It's not necessarily superior, but it's a different approach, and I think that kind of study, that kind of learning needs to be done, and it's not covered by the red paragraph. That I'm just saying that's my position. ICANN has something to learn from what happened. We can encourage that to happen, but I will strongly disagree with you that at large and ICANN are identical.
Sandra.
I get your point, Evan, and I partly agree. The at-large community is part of ICANN, and if we address ICANN, whom do we actually address? Who is ICANN in that context? We are part of this community. So exactly, it sounds like staff should do something or the board should do something. No, it's actually we, and we are part of the community who should follow up on this process and take the things forward. That's the thing I mean. Maybe I was not clear enough. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandra. Two people to Sandra's point. I think Jean-Jacques wanted to speak to Sandra's point directly, and then Cheryl. No? Another one, then it's a long queue. I'm going to close the queue because there's a huge number of people. There's Fouad as well who's been waiting. So to respond, Cheryl, and then I want to move on with the next point.
Sandra, you said something that made me ping, and I wondered if we remove the word ICANN in the... Cheryl, for the record, the word ICANN in that first sentence, and you said we. Well, how about we say... The at-large community encourages that we all learn from the experiences of...
Or everyone.
Or something along those lines.
I've been avoiding everybody. The first person in this to the extent...
Then put it in some other person, but don't use ICANN.
The at-large community encourages everybody to learn from the experience of this extraordinary event.
Or just all. To learn.
Who is all? Okay, Fouad Bajwa has been waiting very patiently. Fouad, you have the floor.
Thank you, Fouad Bajwa. Just a quick suggestion. Right in the first line, the at-large community at the Atlas II charges, it just rung a bell that maybe charges can also be entrusts, because entrust means actually assigning responsibility. So entrust would be even a... It'll add more frequency to the more fluidness to the sentence. Entrusts.
Any comment for, against, anybody is feeling strongly about this? Julia Morenet.
Yes, thank you, Olivier. Actually, I wanted just to point out that Annette has a very a great suggestion here, so if I can just give my mic to...
I'm sorry, I didn't understand anything.
Well, she wants me to say something because I said it in the back here. This discussion on ICANN, I just would like to support both of you, Sandra and Evan, and maybe the solution is to say the at-large community encourage all ICANN bodies. Something. My English is not the best, but you understand what I mean. You know, all constituencies of ICANN, so that we, you know, it's the whole organization. Of course, we are part of it. I really think that what Sandra pointed out is really important. Yes, we are part of ICANN. We should not exclude ourselves by addressing ICANN as something like a foreigner. But so we are part of it. But we think yes, the whole organization can learn from it.
Thank you very much for this.
And I think really it would be helpful to, if you have this red line statement, to make sure what are the problems. It is a little bit funny to me to read addressing issues that were either insufficient addressed or missing. Yes, these are important issues. To me, this is far too positive. I really think there should be at least the words like surveillance and so on. It should be in this red line thing. Addressing issues like the problem of surveillance that were either insufficiently addressed or missing, that would make more sense.
I'm really sorry, it's Olivia speaking, but we had a nearly one-hour discussion in the Atlas an hour ago, and now we're starting to backtrack and change the statement very dramatically, which to me feels like we're basically breaking the discussion we had back. I mean, this remember, I have to remind you all, this obtained consensus in the room in the Atlas. There was by acclamation, so I'm a little concerned that the ALAC starts changing things, especially since it is a statement of the Atlas as well, that this that the ALAC will be endorsing. So, okay, let's get back to the queue. We've got Tijani Benjama, and we also have Rafatani. No? Okay. What did you do to them? Turning.
Oh. Rafatani, for the record. Going back to the point that was addressed, I think I'm quite happy with the Rafatani, for the record, the changes that happened to with including ICANN community. But going up to an earlier point in the paragraph in red, remain vigilant towards, I'm just not sure about the word vigilant. Understand what it means, but I'm just not sure it's the right word.
Sorry, Raf, it's Evan, and I guess I would say that I do think it's the appropriate word because it means we need to be watching. It's very possible for the Net Mondial, for the momentum to stall. We've already seen potentially a couple of countries that stated positive things at Net Mondial that are maybe trying to backtrack a little. And so one of the things that is our task now is, if we're supporting this, we need to make sure that momentum is maintained. And it's partly on us to be monitoring it, and if we see something going wrong, to alert it and to try and take appropriate action, as well as to push a little further, push a little stronger into the things where it didn't go far enough.
So the vigilant, let's just get it from the dictionary rather than talk about it, okay? Alertly watchful, especially to avoid danger, and I think that's enough on the discussion. The time is running. I'm sorry to cut people off, but I do like the fact that you can cut people like this. But no, we do need to move forward quickly, Evan. Come on. The time, we spent so much time on a word. Back to you. Other comments? Fatima Camarnero.
Thank you. I will speak in Spanish. Fatima Cambronero para los registros.
This is Fatima Cambronero for the records. I want to ask. I will ask the same question as we did in thematic section number 3 when we couldn't get consensus. Is this text a text that we cannot live with? I mean, if there is something that we have here that we made us to stay here, if something vitally important, okay, let's stay. But if it's just a detail, okay, let's move forward because we need to proceed with other topics.
So we're going to proceed forward now with asking for a motioner. Evan Ibovich, a seconder.
I second.
Jean-Jacques Subrenat, Rafa Tani, and Leon Sanchez. And so ALAC members only, since this is an ALAC ratification process, could you please, if you have your card, put your card up and let staff count let staff count the votes.
Did you say gratification?
Ratification. I'm not sure there's much gratification at this moment. Ratification process. And please
speak for the record.
Speak to the record. Who is voting?
Okay, this is Heidi Ulrich. We're going to do the vote naming. Eduardo Diaz, Sandra Hofer-Richter, Leon Sanchez, Devanand Telak Singh, Jean-Jacques Subrenat, Rafid Fatani, Tajani Benjama, Fatima Campanero, Evan Leibovich, Olivier Crepin-Leblond, Alan Greenberg, Holly Raish, Maureen Hilliard,
and Baron as well. As the
and where is she? Baron and Baron.
Baron Dondegillen.
Thank you.
Baron Dondegillen being the last name. Okay, anyone against? Put your hand up now, please. I note that on the chat there is no one voting. We don't have an ALAC member on it, so fine. And any abstentions now, please put your hand up or your card up. I see no abstentions, so would you please read the results to the record, Heidi?
This is Ariel for the record. The Atlas II statement on net Mondale has been ratified with 14 votes for yes, 0 vote for no, and 0 vote for abstention. 0 abstention.
Carried. Thank you. Okay, so now we're going to move for the next one, which is the next statement. Could we have the next statement, please? And that is going to be our declaration of the... Oh, are we ready for the declaration, Jean-Jacques, Dave? We're oh, fantastic. Okay, so the declaration of the Atlas, and that is actually currently called executive summary. I think we need to change this, please, right away. It is declaration of the second at-large summit. And of course, unfortunately, in the type of software we're using, an online well-known software, which you might be able to read on your screen, we are not able to change the name of the file. Oh, here we are. Okay, magic. I just have to say something. The opposite happens. Great. So, are we going to have you, Jean-Jacques, to take us through the amendments? Or would Dave like to do that? I don't know. It's up to you.
Hello, this is Jean-Jacques. So for the introductory part, the only change here was following a remark by a member of the community who said it cannot be two individuals and organizations, and I took that point, and here it says two organizations promoting a more inclusive internet. I wish to have the confirmation for this correction.
Evan Leibovich.
Thank you, Evan speaking. I guess I disagreed with the speaker when the original comment was made. I don't understand why we need to make the distinction. Within at large, we have organizations, we have ALSs, we have a number of RALOs that allow for individual members. I don't know why we had to make that distinction. If we're making observations, you know, the observations aren't just for organizations. Can an individual not use this? Forgive me, but I disagreed with the original complaint, and so I personally don't see the need to make the change, but that's just me. Thank you.
Thank you, Evan. Any other comments or thoughts on this amendment? Could we scroll up, please, so that we can see this on the other screen? That would be good. So the question is whether it says here observations. So that effectively, for those of you that were not there at the previous session, it mentions the following paragraphs. In the following paragraphs, the ALAC presents its executive summary of these recommendations and observations. And what happens is the observations are to other bodies, whilst the recommendations are to the ICANN board and or the ALAC itself. The objection was to have individuals and organizations in that sentence, with the removal of individuals and just keeping organizations in there.
So actually, I'm asking to get a sense of the ALAC's preference.
Rafatani for the transcript record. I'd actually prefer individuals and organizations.
Thank you. Eduardo Diaz.
The way I understood our observation is anything out there, so it should include individuals, organizations, what have you, everything. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Okay. Reminding you, this is an ALAC ratification. This will remain as such then, as to individuals and organizations. Let's move to the next one. As you can see,
just a small point of grammar. In the user perspective, the end user should be considered, I thought one should add, as an essential component of ICANN's multi-stakeholder model, as referred to in the Net Mundial multi-stakeholder statement. I just added as.
Thank you, Jean-Jacques. Any objections? Back to you, Jean-Jacques.
Thank you. This is Jean-Jacques. Recommendations. I have not brought any changes to this as a result of the discussion this morning. In observations, in number two, it's just a question of the logical succession of words, and I took the liberty of making this, to my mind, more readable. I read it. Promote, comma, globally, comma, the fundamental rights of internet users. This is in keeping with previous remarks which were made about the insufficient nature or character of the term user rights for the reasons I already gave. So I suggest expanding to the fundamental rights of internet users. And a bit further, permit users to obtain the deletion, because the previous expression was to demand. Of course, they can always demand, but it's stronger to say permit users to obtain the deletion of the etc. I'd like to ask for the approval of this body. Oh, sorry, and there's a last piece of that sentence. Ensure compatibility between the rights enjoyed by users. This is a slight change simply to avoid repetition, which is always tiring, of exactly the same terms. But the sense is there. Thank you.
Thank you very much for this. Jean-Jacques, any comments or questions? Well, actually, not questions, but comments are needed. A comment behind my head. For some reason, that eye is shut. Okay. Please introduce yourself.
Okay. Hi, my name is Edwin Opare, an ICANN fellow. If you can scroll up a little bit, I think we changed executive summary up there, but in the sentence it says present this executive summary. So, I think a little bit up to just below the, yeah. In the following paragraphs, the ALAC presents its executive summary. I thought we've changed executive summary, so.
You're going to be drafted. Absolutely. Thank you. Very good point. Well, there you go, Jean-Jacques. If you can perform the change, please, or whoever is in charge of this.
So for the next part, which is the future of multi-stakeholder models, I defer to Dev Anand.
Eduardo, your card is up. I'm not sure whether you wish to comment. No? Okay. So let's continue then. I don't see any other comments than this, so let's move on to the next one. I think all of these appear to be accepted. And of course, we have to remember these were suggested and accepted by the Atlas just a few moments ago. So let's scrolling down. Not too fast. No. Go back up, please. Yeah. We have to go to the red part. So back up again, please. That was it. No. Up. No. Red. Not black. Red. No, that's not red. Okay, we've done that. Now you can go the other way. Hello. Away we go. A bit more. Ah! Beep, beep. Thank you. Jean-Jacques.
Thank you. One of the changes is to add to recommendation 5. ICANN should examine how best to ensure that end users remain at the heart of the accountability process in all aspects pertaining to the transition of stewardship of the IANA function.
Thank you very much, Dave, for this. The question was, what was it before? Do you, by any chance, have details of what it was before?
That's a whole new point. I don't think it was anything.
This is Jean-Jacques.
Yeah.
I changed just the word aspects because I don't have the previous word, which was a repetition of some other word there or in the sentence just previous to that.
Thank you, Jean-Jacques. So that was a friendly amendment. Okay, I don't see anyone wishing to comment on this. I guess that's accepted, being a friendly amendment. Let's go to the next one. And Errol, I must say I'm very disappointed. You have 2 computers, you have 2 hands, you should be able to scroll both of them at the same time and type simultaneously. This really is terrible. I will have to speak to Heidi about this.
You forgot her phone. It's also
Yeah, and you're tweeting at the moment, and I have no idea what your feet are doing. I mean, come on, get them to work. Alan, your mic is on. Okay, let's move on. Back to the, so number 3, back to you. Is it Dave? Is it Dave and Ann?
Thanks. Under observations, number 3 was changed more of a, to say cross-community cooperation should be the default mode. Segmentation should only be engaged when the MSM model, the multi-stakeholder model, proves ineffective.
Thank you, Dave. Sandra Hofrichter.
Sandra Hofrichter speaking. I have the same comment as I had before. There was just a paragraph which says, ICANN should study. Nobody will feel... Nobody would take that on his head off. ICANN should study. Who is ICANN? We are ICANN. So it should either be clear, say the ICANN community or all ICANN something. But ICANN should study. Nobody would follow this advice.
Thank you, Sandra. What did you use, Evan? Was it the broader ICANN community or the grand? No, not the grander. The greater ICANN community. Wider ICANN community. Greater. No, we're not on the Net Mondial comment. If you paid attention, you'll know we're on the declaration.
Yeah, but you're asking him about something that is done on the other one.
I'm kidding you. I mean, I'm not kidding Cheryl, of course. No one can kid Cheryl, but I'm kidding Evan. Okay, so the greater ICANN community. Good point, Sandra. And was it further up?
Could you, this is Dave, can you clarify, Sandra, where it is?
Sandra Hofrichter speaking. I see this on many times. ICANN should open offices. This is clear stuff thing. But there was the red paragraph, and it says ICANN should study, or ICANN. It's everywhere, actually. And I think we should, nobody would really feel to take that on. And we are not approaching only the ICANN board. That's the point.
Yes, thank you, Sandra. It's Olivier speaking. So one of the concerns, of course, is this is we need to keep straightforward terms for the board to understand whether it is for them to action things or from for the at-large community to action things. It might actually weaken things if we start changing every recommendation where ICANN should do this or ICANN should do that to the broader ICANN community or the greater ICANN community should do this and should do that, because in a way that diminishes the onus on the board to do things. And I think that in general in the document, when saying ICANN should do this, we are saying the board should take this into consideration and instruct whoever needs to be instructed, whether it is staff, whether it is the CEO, whether it is board members or board committees, to undertake something. So I think that we can sort of keep like this. But we'll have a final read in the case where it is ambiguous whether ICANN is the community, the greater community. In that case, we have the replacement we can have, which is the greater ICANN community. But let's assume now that we will have done that read. And it's just I'm concerned about the amount of time we still have in this meeting. So let's go back to Dave and to Jean-Jacques Subona.
Thank you, Dave Anand speaking. Under point five, this was flagged as a comment from Holly Weish regarding the text of point five. So the change has, the change and the comment is on the screen, but the change suggested changes. Fellowship programs should be enhanced to expand eligibility of participants to disadvantaged people and communities within richer nations to participate.
Thank you very much. Dave, please, when you finish speaking, you don't actually need to turn your mic off. I think they turn off automatically. Tijani Benchema.
I am sorry to ask for the floor, but there is something that I have to highlight here. When you say disadvantaged people and communities within a richer nation, it is not very clear. We have to say clearly that we mean disadvantaged communities within the richer nation. So I propose to modify it in the following way: to enable underserved people and disadvantaged communities within richer nation to participate. Thank you.
Thank you. Sandra Hofreichter? No. Julia Morenets?
Thank you. Julia Morin speaking. Actually, just to be back and to refer to the comment made by Tijani, I think because the disadvantaged people, they are not only in the, you know, they are everywhere. So I think this is very important. And here I think we refer to communities within richer nations and disadvantaged people, you know, all over the world. So I think this is very important to keep this difference and this precision. Maybe we should find another, I don't know, how to address this, but I think this is two different things, actually.
Thank you, Julia. Holly Reich is...
I really wanted just to delete the phrase within richer nations, because our concern is with disadvantaged groups of various whatever disadvantage, and where they live... we'll give a whole. You know, basically, if you live in a disadvantage, if you, all right, my brain's just about gone. But I don't think whether you're in a richer nation or you're a poorer nation, if you're disadvantaged, you're disadvantaged, and we should be concerned. And where you live shouldn't matter in that regard.
Thank you, Holly. So many people have put their card up. There's a wind here at the moment. Jean-Jacques Subret.
Thank you. I'd like to address Holly's and other people's concern here by saying by proposing this. Fellowship programs should be enhanced to expand eligibility of participants to disadvantaged people and communities, whether in emerged or emerging economies.
Thank you, Jean-Jacques. Rafatani and then Evany Bobby.
Rafatani for the record. Again, response to Holly's remark. I think this was initiated because a lot of the fellowship programs around within the internet governance ecosystem are based on World Bank, GDPs, and that's how they sieve out the candidates. And I think one of the reasons behind this was to say that within richer nations, there are poorer people that are unable to participate, whether it be in the US or in the Middle East or somewhere in Far East Asia with rich countries. It is disadvantaging them, and I think that's where this initiates from. So if we can bear that in mind when we're making these remarks. Thank you.
Thank you, Raf. Actually, I zapped Leon. I'm really sorry about this. Leon Sanchez, you have the floor, and then we'll go to the next speakers after that. Leon?
Thanks, Olivia. This is Leon Sanchez. Yes, actually, to address Holly's concern, we were thinking about the phrasing of this point because fellowship programs, as they are now, they do serve poorer communities and developing countries. So the obstacle or the challenge here is to expand the availability of such programs not only to underdeveloped or developing countries, but also to communities that are within richer countries that, as things stand, are not eligible just because of the geographical situation of the communities. Even though they are within rich countries, they are not eligible, but they still can't access to those programs. So what we're proposing is to expand this eligibility also to that kind of communities.
Thank you, Leon. No, I'm going to kill that thing. We have a queue, and there's going to be Evan and then Fatima. So, Evan, you have the floor. And we're going to lose interpretation very soon, so...
Okay, so we have two copies of the same point there, right? I imagine for editing purposes. This need not be made needlessly complex. I'm going to suggest fellowship programs should be enhanced to expand the eligibility of participants to disadvantaged people and communities everywhere. Period. Well, no. I was just trying to make the point that we don't need to do this massive expansion of here and there and everywhere. You can just...
Fatima Camarera.
Thank you, Olivier. Fatima Camarera for the record. If we are referring to the ICANN Fellowship Program, it's for people from developing countries. Not developed countries. Or is... referring to the fellowship programs in general? In general? Okay.
Yes, thank you, Fatima. There was a question there, actually, whether it would be ICANN fellowship programs or we're looking at all fellowship programs. Yes, no. All fellowship program. And so you're going to have to speak... Okay, so, of course, Raf, can you please put this to the record since you were in that thematic group?
So, Raf Atani for the record. No, this was written within the context of a global IG ecosystem and not within ICANN's ecosystem. So this recommendation is to the wider community rather than ICANN itself. Thank you.
To this extent, could I perhaps suggest that you put all before fellowship programs?
It's redundant.
Paragraphing. Okay. Yes, they're all general stuff, of course, because they are observations, so they would all be for everyone. Okay. I still see Leon's with his card up. Nope. And Fatima has spoken, and there's no one else in my queue, so let's move to the next one, please. Noting that we will lose interpretations shortly, and with apologies to those people following us in French and in Spanish, but it has taken a little bit more time to go through than we were going to do. Back to you, Jean-Jacques and Dave.
So, this is Jean-Jacques. For globalization of ICANN, I think that I have not taken note of any significant change or proposition. So that's from 1 to 9. And then we come to ICANN transparency and accountability. Was that a protest or was it an electrical incident? ICANN transparency and accountability. Cheer up, Holly. First paragraph, ICANN under its own bylaws and the affirmation of commitments must ensure that decisions made related to its responsibilities coordinating internet names and numbers are effectively made in the public interest. I'm sorry, I don't know what was the previous, but it was, okay, good. Adopted, unless someone has something else to say. Recommendations. In red, members of the general public should be able to participate in ICANN on an issue-by-issue basis. Oh, this will be addressed by Dev.
I don't know why it's...
I'm not sure. Leon, is this yours?
I'll take number four.
Which one?
This one. You changed on? Maybe sure who did.
Well, since everyone is sleeping, apparently we can go to number two.
In the meantime, could we have a bit of Dave humming, please?
Dum 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 dum.
Alan.
I apologize, I wasn't here at the beginning, and I was assigned to be somewhere else by our honored chair. Can someone just tell me what is the meaning of the colors?
Colors is changes. The colors of the changes that were made in the Atlas 2 are in red, and what we're changing this time around is in blue.
Thank you.
Back to you, Dave. Dum 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 dum.
Thank you. Recommendation one under transparency and accountability. Members of the general public should be able to participate in ICANN on an issue-by-issue basis. That was the change.
Any comments? Olivia speaking. No, it looks like no comments on this. Thank you. We can move to the...
This is Jean-Jacques. So number two, apparently, there were no proposals for changes. Number three, it's just a question of style or grammar raised by unresolved complaints. I don't suppose that brings any major problem. I'd like to address, if I may, Chair, recommendation four, to give some background to that.
Any comments? The blue, to enhance it.
Yes, maybe a word of explanation, or is it okay?
I think it might be, because there's a mix of blue and red here, so it would be good if you could just say a couple of words about it, please, Jean-Jacques.
Thank you, Olivier. This is Jean-Jacques. So... this has gone through several iterations, hence two colors. But to make things very short, there were two main points. Initially, the text which was transmitted to us had the word body, I think it was. Yes, body or structure or something. And in all the interventions this morning, it was made quite clear that there was quite a strong opposition to the notion of a body, and there was a marked preference for a mechanism of checks and balances. And that's why this whole number four recommendations was redrafted in that light. So I'll read it, if I may. To enhance ICANN's community effort on building a culture of transparency and accountability, as called for in the recommendations of ATRT2, oversight of the board's decisions now requires an effective mechanism of checks and balances capable of providing true multi-stakeholder oversight and effective remedies.
Thank you very much, Jean-Jacques. It's Olivier speaking, and it is worth mentioning that the term an effective mechanism of checks and balances is one picked up from the recent discussions in the GNSO. I understand checks and balances is one of these terms that are going to be brought forward in a statement later on at the public forum. Any comments or questions? Seeing no one raise any additional point, that's a good sentence. Let's then say this is fine. Let's move further down, please. Back to you, Jean-Jacques or Dave.
Thanks. This is David Antaluxing speaking. Under at-large community engagement, there was just an additional word. So the sentence now reads, the at-large community has become one of the largest communities in ICANN, comprised of a diversity of organizations across all regions and with various end-user interests and backgrounds.
Thank you, Dave. I don't see anyone raising their card. No, that's fine. Thank you. Next one.
Thank you. Under the recommendations for one, under community engagement, it was a small of a change of the verb so that it's enhanced policy development metrics. Previously, sorry, I got cut off there. So it was just a correction of the verb tense. It was enhanced. It had enhanced with a D, so we changed it to enhanced policy development metrics. Also, in the bullet point, provide policy development history as an aid, which I think we made a mistake, as an aid, AID. Yeah. For newcomers.
I put it in French. Aid.
Let us make that change. Right.
Thank you, Dave. Any comments? No, it looks fine. Well caught. Next one, please. 1 second, though. Tijani Benjamin.
Thank you. In the fourth bullet point, we are using an adjective. While in the whole other bullet points, we are using verbs. So I think that we have to change enhanced and enhance.
Thank you very much, Tijani. I don't know why we moved up. I'm a little bit lost. We're not supposed to have scrolled up. Tijani raised a point when the fourth bullet point, which is neither on the right screen nor the left screen at the moment.
Recommendation point one, fourth bullet point.
Is this correct? I'm a little